This shir is dedicated to the Refuah Shleima of Yechayim Yisochar ben Chayam Ushkat, our friend Chaim Feigenbaum, Shekodesh Boruch Yishlach lo Refuah Shleima. I also request, and it is most natural that we all are mechaven that the shir should be the Refuah Shleima for the greatest halachic authority of our time, Moran Hagon Harav Eliyashiv, Rabbi Yosef Sholem ben Chayam Musha, Horachaman Hu Yekayim Banu Chachmai Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send a refuah shleima, and he should live ad Bias HaMoshiach. The topic we will be discussing today is the most relevant topic and a most interesting topic, the sugya of Shvisa B'Shabbes of Ketanim. How do we understand this posuk, this lav? There are two different and basic interpretations in the Rishonim. Rashi on the spot, the Ramban on the spot, quote the Gemara Shabbos Kufchof Aleph Omed Aleph. In the Gemara, it is very clear. Chazal say that there is an Isa b'kotn hu Isa al das aviv. Basically, kotn oichon avedas ein beizin mitzuvim ha'frishoi. However, if the kotn does a malacha al das aviv, and in the continuation of the shir we will discuss how do we define al das aviv, but a kotn that does a malacha al das aviv, that is an Isar. So Rashi and the Ramban understand that that is the interpretation of the Pasuk Lo Yisasekol Malocha Ato Uvincho Uvitcho. If the Kotan does a Malocha because it is his father's wish, his father's intention to make his father happy, that would be a prohibition. And that is included in the law of Lo Yisasekol Malocha Ato Uvincho Uvitcho. However, the Ritva in Yevamos Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, because this basic principle is also brought in Yevamos Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and the interpretation of the Ritva. The Ritva actually is a Masechet Shabbos Kuf Chof Aleph, but Rashi is in Yevamos Kuf Yud Aleph. So Rashi and Yevamos and the Ritva have a different interpretation, and according to their opinion, Kotnois al das aviv is not a lav, not a specific aloha of Hilchas Shabbos, but rather a general rule. Kotnois al aviles ein beis de mitzvah la hafrisho, aber lo safin en le biodayim. We are prohibited to give a kotn edvar isur biyadayim. If a minor, a kotn, does a malocha on his own, we do not have to intervene and prevent him from doing that malacha. His father and mother, yes, because that's the mitzvah of chinuch, which is midrabanan. Strangers, no. But we are prohibited in being mashal the kotn and giving him a dvar isur. So Rashi and the Ritva understand that if the father is present and the child looks up to his father, at his father, and it is clear to the child that his father wants him to do a malacha, that would be considered as if the father is machshel his son, and therefore kotn oisa al das aviv is an isser, and that is a general isser referring to all lavim shebetayra, as nothing to do dafka with Hilchas Shabbos. According to Rashi and Ritva, obviously we will have to explain lo yisasekol malacha ato avincho avitcho, that the kavanah of the Torah is you, your son, your daughter, Gecho Asher B'Shorecho, everybody is included in the Issa of Lo Yisasekol Malocha. So those are the two basic and distinct interpretations. What is the Halocha? It is not very clear, but the Chiddush HaRim and the Svastam, it's interesting, the Svastam doesn't quote the Chiddush HaRim because he never does, even though the Chiddush HaRim was his predecessor, the founder of the Gera Chassidus. Both were tremendous gedolim. The Sfasemis was a grandson of the Chiddush HaRim, but the Sfasemis never quotes the Chiddush HaRim. So the Chiddush HaRim in his Chuvis, Arachaim Simin Gimel, the Sfasemis and Shabbos Kuf Chof Aleph, both argue that the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur accept the Ritva's interpretation, and their opinion is not in accordance to Rashi and the Ramban. I just want to make note that the Rashba on Shabbos Kuf Nun Gimel Amid Beis also maintains that there is a specific Yisur of Shabbos, and he goes in the footsteps of the Ramban and Rashi. But the Sfasemis and the Chedusha are in both prove from the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Mem Gimel and Hilchos Shabbos. The Chedusha goes to a lengthier discussion, also proving that the Rambam doesn't bring this drosha, and the Chedushim also argues that the source of Rashi and the Ramban is the Mechilta, and there are various sugyas and shas which prove, according to the Chedusharim's opinion, that the Bavli does not accept the interpretation of the Mechilta to this posuk loisasa kol malocha ato ovincho uvitcho. So it would make a difference, the question, what is the shitta of the Shulchan Aruch? How do we define koten oisa al das aviv? One could suggest three different interpretations. One would be koten oisa al das aviv, the broader definition, even if the father isn't present. But if he knows, he is aware that his son, who is a minor, does a malach al das aviv, he has to intervene, and if he does not do so, he is oiva and alav. Maybe kotnoi soldasoviv is only when the father is present, and the child understands from his father's ways and reactions that his father is happy that he's doing a malacha for him. Maybe, and that would be the most narrow interpretation of this halachic concept, maybe kotnoi soldasoviv is only when the father either asks him explicitly to do the malacha, or indicates the remez that is his will. Each of these three interpretations has a basis. The Chassam Sofer, Siman Pei Gimel, in Tshuvas Arachayim, argues that the Yisur d'Oraisa is only when the father either asks his son to do a malacha, or indicates Adidei Remiza that he would want him to do that malacha. The argument of the Chassam Sofer is, well, it's the same pasuk, lo yisasa kol malacho ato uvincho uvitcho ve'avdecho ve'yamascho uvehemtecho. We learn the isser of mechamer achrei behemtoi from this pasuk, and mechamer is only when the man yells at his behemoth and he causes directly for the behemoth to do a malacha. So the Chassam Sofer says that vincho ve'bitcho would probably be the same. The Mishnah Brura, Bi'alocha, Semin Reish Samach Vav, also leans towards this interpretation, even though he doesn't quote the Tshuva and the Chassam Sofer. However, I think it's a Chiddush. It is more reasonable to argue that it depends on the two above-mentioned interpretations. According to Rashi and the Ramban, Kot Noisa Aldas Oviv should be interpreted in a broader sense. Kilshoin Chazal, whether the father is there or he is not there, whether he causes in any positive fashion that his son should do a malacha, or he is totally passive, chayev limchis boy. However, according to Rashi and the Ritva, kotnois al dasaviv and Rashi and Ritva will make it very clear: the father is present, even though he did not say anything. Neither was he romez, but father is there. The son looks to his father, and the son has the impression that his father wants to do a malacha. Only that would be considered oisal dasoviv, and only then would it be considered as if his father is actively giving him a devar yisur. So each of these three interpretations has a basis, v'divrei harishonim v'hu achronim, as I explained. It is interesting to bring a major machlokes that was about 200 years ago. For many, many years, it was the meaning in Poland, and not only in Poland, that people used to bring sidurim and talesis to the shuls by children. And people used to ask their children, and they used to bring chafetim shal mitzvah, whether it's a sinner or a machzer or a talis with children, and some gedolim rejected this minig totally. So there is an interesting argument between the Teferes Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Lipschitz, and Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Both were in the same generation, and there is a very lively discussion between them. Tshuva Rabbi Kiva Eiger Simen Tesvav is a letter to the Teferes Yisrael. Once upon a time, the Erev was torn in the middle of Shabbos, and the Teferes Yisrael was matir to bring Sidurim and Talasis al Yedei Ktanim. Usually, people used to carry, relying on the Eruv. So the Eruv was destroyed in the middle of Shabbos, and the Teferes Yisrael was matir l'taltel, mashus l'shus al Yedei Ktanim. And his basic argument was, because we're dealing with the Nisa d'Rabbanan, and the Rashba is mechadesh in Yevamos Kufiyud Dalad, that by Nisa d'Rabbanan mutar l'sfot l'kotin b'yadayim, the Issa, Roista Fina Nabi Adayim, you cannot give a Dvar Issa to a Kotan directly. It is an Issa that we learn from Roista Chilum, that the Torah says by the Issa of Shchotzim. The Rashba argues only an Issa the Uraisa. But an Issa the Rabbanon, we are permitted to give for Ketanim. And according to the Shittas of the Rashba, the Teferes Yisrael was matter carrying Al Yedei Ketanim to Shul, because the Rama says a few times in Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Seiravim that we do not have a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa Bizman Hazeh. Rabbi Kiva Eiger rejects the Teferes Yisrael, and he argues the Ram says in Masechet Shabbos that even the Rashba was Mekel only when it's Litzorech HaKotem. But if it's Litzorcheinu, even the Rashba would be stringent, and therefore Rabbi Kiva Eiger rejects the Heter of the Teferes Yisrael. The Teferes Yisrael responds to Rabbi Kiva Eiger in the Hagdama, the Psicha, the Masechet Erevin, in his Perush al Mishnayis, and the Teferes Yisrael brings the argument he had with Rabbi Kiva Eiger, and he argues, he brings two rayas against Rabbi Kiva Eiger. One is from Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Simen Tov Kuf Nun Tes, and we learn a halacha there. The basis of this halacha is an Erev in Daf Mem Amud Beis. But in Hilchos Tisha B'Av we learn if there's a bris milah and we say Bechas Agefen al Kois, then a cotton should drink the Kois. So obviously that cotton isn't very keen about drinking wine on Tisha B'Av. The cotton drinks wine only because we ask him to do so, and it is a halachic requirement that it has to do with the bris. But nevertheless, because we're dealing in with an Issa d'Rabbanan and it's Litzorech Mitzvah, we are matir. That's one raya that the Teferes Yisrael brings against the Bekiva Eiger. The other one is more specific, and we're dealing with Hilchis Shabbos. So the second raya the Bekiva Eiger brings to prove his point is from the Taz, Simen Shin Mem Vav in Hilchis Shabbos, Siv Kotten Vav. The Taz quotes the Mordechai. The Mordechai is matter to bring a key from the shul. Somebody forgot to open the shul, and the Mordechai, quoted by the thousands of machine men, is matter to bring the key al yedei kotten, based on the same argument. We don't have a rishus salam d'oraisa. So these are two sources that the Teferes Yisrael brings to prove his point and reject the chumrah of Rabbi Kiva Eiger. So according to my opinion, I think that this question would be dependent upon the two basic approaches to the entire sigi of Kotan Hu Oysa Al Das Aviv. Because according to Rashi and the Ritva, if the Issa of Kotan Hu Oysa Al Das Aviv is because Loisa Fina Lebi Adayim, then it is quite clear that according to the Rashba, and Issa the Rabbanon Mutar Lesfot, then the Teferes Yisrael would be right. However, according to the interpretation of Rashi and the Ramban, that there is a specific issa regarding Hilchis Shabbos, then why would there be a difference between an issa d'Oraisa and an issa d'Rabbanan? The Mishkan Es Yaakov also makes this point in Simen Kuf Yud Ches. The Mishkan Es Yaakov brings the minig, which is basically minig poilin, to be mekel, to be metaltel al yedei ketanim, and the Mishkan Es Yaakov writes, Amiran Anokhri is merely a Shavuos, and Afropiken Amiran Anokhri is also, even by Shavuos the Rabbanon, Kal V'Choymer Amiran Ketanim, which is an Issa d'Oraisa, should be also even regarding Shavuosim, and it's a very powerful argument. But this argument is only valid if we maintain that the Issa of Maluch Alidei Kotn is a specific Issa in Hilchus Shabbos. If it's a general Issa from Loisafinam Biyadayim, then according to the Rashba, one could be Mekel. So the argument between Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Tefes HaSoal is regarding to a Mikra, a case in which the Erev was torn. The Mishkanes Yankov relates to the Minig, which was broadly accepted in many circles to do a Malocha Al Yedei Kotn, and Mishkanes Yankov rejects that Minig. I think there's a big nafka minna between a coincidence and a minig kavua, because besides the question how we are mefanish the posuk loisasako malocha atu avincho uvitcho, there is an additional concept, an additional rule, and the source of this rule is an eruv in daf mem amid beis, and once again a Shabbos kuf lamet tesom and aleph. One cannot provide an Isra to a cotton, Dilma Osala Mislach. We don't want the cotton to get used to Avedis, and then we will have a major problem getting him off these bad habits when he is Makabal al Malchus Shamayim at his Bar Mitzvah. And Tosfos makes it clear in Erev and Daf Mem Amud Beis, and the same idea is presented by the Rashbo, Tshuvas HaRashbo Chelet Aleph Siman Shin Chof Gimel, that it is only something that is done on a steady basis in which we are choshesh dilma osa lemislach, but if it's just coincidental, then there is no cheshash that the cotton will get used to doing isurim. So, if we're dealing with a case in which the erev was torn, there's more room for leniency than what the minig was in Poland on a steady basis to carry out a dektanim lecha oira. That should be a big problem. It's at the Gemara and Elevin Dilma Osi Lemisrach. I have mentioned Minik Poilin, though there's a fascinating shuva in the Chidush Arim, Orchaim Simen Gimel, which really is testimony to the Harifas of the Chidush Arim, and we will take a few minutes to discuss his very interesting and novel approach. So the Chiddush Arim wants to be Miyashav Minig Poilin, and he brings up an interesting argument. The basic definition of Malachas Shabbos, which are prohibited, is the concept of Malachas Machsheves. Malachas Machsheves Asur Torah. And there are many halachas that we know, that we learn, from the basic idea and concept of Malachas Machsheves. I wrote at great length about the concept, the topic of Malachas Machsheves and Minchas Osho and Sechet Shabbos Simen Unhei. Once again, Minchas Osho and Chumash Shemoy Simen Samach Gimel. So the argument of the Chiddush Arim is this: a Kotin doesn't have Das, he doesn't have Machsheves. If he doesn't have Machsheves, then obviously whatever he does, his Malachas would not be defined as Malachas Machsheves. So why would there be an Isser Ba'oistu Malocha Al Yedei Ketavim? So the Chiddush Arim says Chulin Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis regarding the sugya of Tumas Kalim Gemar Kli Legabi Tuma. The Gemara says Akotin Ein Lo Machshova Aval Yesh Lo Maisa Machshavto Nikeres Mitoch Masov Yesh Lo. And there is a big discussion, Rashi and Tosfos, in Chulin Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, how do we define Malachtoi Machshavto Nikeres Mitoch Masov. But getting to the point, the basic idea is Kotn Ein Lo Machshava. But when his Machshava, his intention is obvious from his Maisim, in that case, Yeshlo Machshava. So the Chiddush Arim argues this. All Malachas Shabbos, 38 of them, it is always malachtoi nekeres mitoch masav. When a person does a malacha, it usually is quite obvious what he's doing and why he's doing whatever he's doing. However, malachas ritzua would be an exception, because the Gemara says in Shabbos, hey omed beis. Malachas mitzua is composed of three parts: akira, haitzua meshus rishus, and hanocha. Akira would be defined lifting the object in one rishus, taking it out to another rishus, and then putting down the object in the second rishus. And the Gemara makes it clear that there is no isor of malachas etzor only when his intention, when he lifted the object, was to carry it out into another domain, in other rishos. Therefore, the Chiddush HaRem argues, when a kohen lifts an object, it isn't obvious what he intends to do with that object. He might just want to put it away in another corner, use it. He picks up a siddur. Maybe he wants to daven at home. Maybe he just wants to take the siddur from one place to the other. And therefore, in the case of Malachas Eitzoa, Eino Machshova, because his Machshova is not Nikar Mitoch Masov, and therefore, regarding Eitzoa, it would not be defined as Malachas Machshavas. However, the Chiddush HaRem goes on to note that this Chiddush would only be relevant if we explain the Isser of Malachas HaKotan, Oysal Das Aviv, in accordance to the Ritva and Rashi and Yevomis. If we're dealing with the concept of Lo Safin and Le Biudayim, if it's not Malachas Machshavas, there would be no Isser. But according to Rashi Ala Taira, and the Ramban, and the Rashbon Shabbos Kuf Nun Gimel, the Isser is upon the father. Like he cannot do a malocha al yedei behema, al yedei yeved, he cannot do a malocha al yedei beno vidito haktanim. And therefore, it is totally irrelevant if it's malachas machsheves or not. When a behema does a malocha, obviously it's not malachas machsheves. A behema doesn't have any intention or any thought or mind, but nevertheless, the owner of the behemoth be his responsibility. The same would be regarding the father of little children. So the Chiddush HaRem says, I know what I'm saying is a big Chiddush. It also was dependent on the Machlokes Rishonim. But nevertheless, Yesh bo kedei liyashev minhogam shel Yisrael. That is basically the argument of the Chiddush HaRem. I think beyond the caution that the Chiddush HaRem himself expresses regarding this Chiddush, I want to add on some other thoughts I have about this, because in my opinion it is Iruve Tchumin, two different concepts that have nothing to do with each other. I think the Geder of a Kotin She'en Lo Da'at, She'en Lo Machshava, has nothing to do with the concept of Malachas Machshavas, and I think we have to differentiate between the quality of Machshava and the essence of Machshava. The nature of Machshava, Kavona, and the quality of Kavona. There is no deficiency in the concept of Malachas Machshavas only when the nature of Kavona is not of appropriate fashion. There are four dinim regarding kavana, which are excluded from Isor Malachas Shabbos because of Malachas Machshavas. Dovah Shiyem Eschaven, Malachas Shein Etzricha Legufa Misaseik, and Lo It Avida Machshavtei. Without going into lengthy details, if you will learn these various sugyas, and I strongly recommend that you check what I wrote in my Sefer, two sources that I quoted before in Minchas Osher on Shemois Simen Samach Gimel, Minchas Osher Shabbos Simen Nun Hey. I went into great detail in those simonim, but the common denominator between the four above mentioned concepts is that the nature of Kavana is deficient, either because the person had no kavana or he had no positive kavana. But when a kohen intends to do a malacha, the nature of kavana is totally normal. It is just the level and quality of his machshava and kavana which is deficient, which is lacking, and that, in my opinion, has nothing to do with malachas machshavas. Malachas machshavas, in my interpretation, as I made clear in the above-mentioned sources, is not malocha shel machshava, but malocha shel chashivus. And therefore, I think that what we know from malachas machshavas is that if the nature of machshava isn't normal nature that a craftsman should have when performing a malacha, that is not malachas machshavas. However, When a kohen does a malacha, the nature of his kavona is totally normal, the same as a gadol. It is the intensity, the level, the quality of kavona that might be lacking, and that, in my opinion, has nothing to do with the sugya of malachas machshavas. Another question I've been asked a few times, and I wrote about this, is according to the Ramban, would that only be Ketanim or Gedolim as well? And the Ramban makes it very clear. In our Pasuk, in Parshas Yisrael, only Ketanim. And it's, I think it's almost simple. Because what does an animal, a slave, and a son have in common? An animal is the possession, the ownership of its owner, the same refers to a slave. Our children aren't ours in the monetary sense. We have no ownership over our children. But nevertheless, when we're dealing with little children, in a way they are our children, totally dependent upon us. It is incumbent upon us to care for them. But when a child is no longer a minor, that he's an adult, then he is on his own. Why would there be a difference between Oyster Malacha Aldaas Ovev or Aldaat Adam Acher? Even more than that, the Gemara differentiates between a Nochri, because Adat the Nafsheka Ovid and a Kotten and a Ben Shoyster Aldaas Ovev. So it is quite clear that if he is no longer a Kotten, then Adat the Nafsheka Ovid. Another interesting question I was asked, it is a very common minig, a woman that lighted candles, she was already Mekabel Shabbos, but the boys are preparing to go with the father to shul and they didn't have a minig yet, so obviously the boys are Mekabel Shabbos only in shul, by Kabbalah Shabbos, and the mother asks her kids to put on the lights or do other malachas at home. So, would that be permissible? By the children, it's not Shabbos yet. But the mother that's asking her children to do a malacha, for her, it's Shabbos. So a very talented younger man wrote me a letter, and he argued that the isser of a person asking his little kids to do a malacha is not because the kids are mechalel Shabbos, but rather, like an Eved, like a Behema, Loisasako Malocho, Ato Vincho, Avdecho, Viamascho, Uvehem Techo, and therefore, why should it make a difference whether it's Shabbos for the kids? If it's Shabbos for the mother, how could she do a Malocha throughout her children? And my response was threefold. First of all, the question is only relevant according to Rashi ala toil and the Ramban ala toil. According to the Ritva and Rashi and Yevomis, the entire Issa of Kotten Shoyis al Da'afzov is only because of Loisafin and Lady Yudayim, and therefore it is totally dependent whether it's Shabbos for the children, not Shabbos for the parent. Even according to Rashi and the Ramban, I think that even though Bincho Vitcho is in the same posik as Avdecho V'Amascho V'Hemtecho, but the nature of the Isser is a different one. A Behema has no mitzvahs, has no Shabbos. An Eved is chayv b'mitzvahs k'isho, but only an Eved shemol v'tov al v'kibel olav ol mitzvahs. And this halacha refers even to an Eved that was not mekabel ol mitzvahs. That is Meforosh and Or Chaim Siman Shin Dalet. And therefore, the understanding of Loisasako Malacho, Bevehentocho, Avdecho, Vermascho is indeed, it is about your Shabbos, not about their Shabbos. However, Bincho Vebitcho is different. I think they would be similar to Gercho Asher Bishorecho. Because they have they are Jews and they have a Yiddish and a Shema, and therefore our understanding of Loisasako Malacho, Ato, Vincho, Vebitcho, even according to the Ramban and Rashi Ela Torah, it is dependent on their Shabbos, not on
your Shabbos.
Number three, my opinion is, and I wrote about this in the distant past, there's an Issur Shevisas Behemtoy, but if a person is in Eretz Yisrael and he has an animal in America, and Eretz Yisrael is Shabbos, in America it's not Shabbos yet, and the animal in America is doing a malacha, I don't think the person would be over on Shevisas Behemtoy, even though for him it's Shabbos. But the determining factor is at the place where the behemoth is doing a malacha. If it's not Shabbos there, there would be no Issur of Shevisas Behemtoy. That is my humble opinion. And therefore, I think for these three reasons, there is no problem for a woman that was already Mekabel Shabbos to ask her children to do a malacha for her. That is the minig. Gadol haminag, hanach lebnei Yisrael, im lo nevi'im hem, bnei nevi'im hem. So we have spoken about one of the mitzvahs of the weekly parsha, one of the basic concepts of Malachas Shabbos. This week is the week of Kabbalas HaTorah, the week of Nasa and Venishma, the week of Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shomayim. Mamad Har Sinai was the loftiest, the noblest, the holiest moment in the history of the Jewish people. Just a week ago, in the parsha we had Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf, Chazal say, in Mechilta, Rasa Shifcha Leyam Mashal Eroi Yecheskel V'Kol HaNaviim. Regarding Mamad Har Sinai, Chazal say, that Klal Yisrael achieved not only the Madrega of the Nevi'im, but the Madrega of Malachi and Shoreis. And when they were Magdim Nasa Lenishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mi Gila Raz Zela Banai, Roshan Shem Malachi and Shoreis Mishtam Shem Moshe Nehmar, Keboire Koyach Oise Devoroi Lishmua Bekol Devoroi. First Oise Devoroi, and only then Lishmua Bekol Devoroi. And that is the Madrega of Higdimu Nase Lenishma. Chazal make it clear, B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim Yiyu Be'einecho Kechadoshi. Just like B'Leil HaSeder, Chazal demand, and we are required, B'chol Dor V'Dor Chayavodam L'Eros Atzma Kelehu Yotzem Mitzrayim. In Medrash we find the same concept, B'chol Dor V'Dor. Chayav Adam Liris Asatzmai Ki Ilu Hu Hu Omed B'Margalot Ahar Hu Zeh Shemakabal Al Malchus Shemayim, and he is the one between the multitudes of Jews that are Magdim Nasa Lenishma. What is the profound concept of Higdimu Nasa Lenishma? I spoke about this many times in the past, but today I want to speak about a certain interesting angle in Hakdamas Nasa Lenishma. We probably are all familiar with the controversy of Yediyah and Bechira. The Rambam, Perikei Avot Chasuvah Halacha Hei, deals with the question, how do we understand Bechira Chofshes? One of the most basic concepts in Yiddishkeit is Bechira. Because without Bechira, without the recognition that a person is free to choose to be a tzaddik or a rasha, there could be no understanding of Schar V'Oinish. So therefore it is one of the basic foundations of our faith that a person is free to choose what to do, how to live his life, whether to be a tzaddik or a rasha. But if everything is predestined, how do we understand Bechira? So the Rambam says what he says, and the Ravid comments what he comments, and this is one of the major topics in Jewish philosophy, and I don't want to get into this discussion, even though it's a fascinating discussion. However, Bechira is one of the basics of our Emunah. And regardless of what the philosophical explanation might be, it is clear b'Torah, b'Nevi'im, b'Ksuvim, b'Divrei Chazal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person free will. On one hand, the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows everything in advance. He is Tzoifa Hadairis Meroish Boichin Kaloyas Velev. He knows what will be for eternity. On the other hand, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osa V'Osa V'Yasa L'Kol HaMa'asim, there is only one area which HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyochol gave away, made space for the human being and gave him his free will. He is the one to determine his fate by choosing to be a tzaddik or to be a rasha, choosing to do good or to do evil. Rav Dessler quotes the Gro. The Gro explains the pasuk in Tehillim, Tnu oz le'elokim. How could a person give strength to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omnipotent and omniscient, kol yachol v'kol yodeya. The translation, the interpretation of Shem Elokim is Takuf v'bal yecholes v'bal hakochot kulam. There is no power in the universe besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein oid melvado. So how could a person give strength to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What is the concept Tnu oz le'elokim? So the girl explains. There is only one area in which kiviyachol, emphasizing kiviyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out of his power, and he gave power to another being, and that is the prira of a person. We have to give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the prira he gave us, and in that way, we are giving strength to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav Dessler explains his concept of Nekudas HaBechira, the point of Bechira, the point of free will. And let me try to explain this concept in the most simple terms. We all have Bechira, but our Bechira is at a different point. The ladder of Bechira, or rather the scale of Bechira. Most of us born into families that are totally observant, ultra-Orthodox, Hasidic families, aren't really tempted to be Mechalal Shabbos. We don't have a temptation to eat Bosa Chazar. Most of us aren't tempted to kill, to murder people, or to Eishes Ish. Our Bechira is at a different point, at a different level. We all have our Nesiyos. Kol HaGodol Mechaveiro Yisrael Godol Heimeno. But the Bechira is at a different point. There's a famous Moshel said in the name of the Sfas Emes, and he told the story of some mountain climbers that climbed in a tremendous effort, and they reached a certain plateau in the middle of a mountain. And reaching that plateau, they saw little children scrambling around up there, and they asked the kids, "How did you get up here? You know, we climbed and it was so difficult." And the kids were perplexed, and they said, "We didn't climb up here, we were born here. This is where we live." So one person has to start from scratch, from the bottom of the ladder, from the bottom of the scale. Other people were born on the plateau, they were born on the mountain. They have their nesiyos, but at a different point. So when a person dedicates his life to Avodas Hashem, and he ups the bar of Bechira, he is giving back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu some of the Bechira that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. And that way, we are giving Kiviyochot strength to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the gross interpretation of Tnu Oz Le'elokim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Bechira. When Klal Yisrael were Magdim Na'asa L'Nishma, they gave back the Bechira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because free men never are Magdim Na'asa L'Nishma. A free man would like to know what is it that you want, and only then will I decide whether I wish to give or not to give. A free man would like to know what is it that I am required to do before saying yes or no. But Bnei Yisrael, standing at Har Sinai, even before they knew what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, they were Magdim Na'asa L'Nishma. They gave away their Bechira. And even before knowing what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, they took upon themselves the yoke of Avdus, and they were Magdim Nasa Lenishma. It is then that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Migila Razel Labanai Loshen Shemalach HaShoros Mishtam Shembo. Malach HaShoros don't have Bechira because they are in the heavens. They see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They see the glory of Malchus Shemayim. And that was the Madrega of Klal Yisrael when they were Magdim Lenishma. This is a relevant concept. Each and every one of us, with his avodas Hashem, tries to move forward, to reach to ever greater heights, and to give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu some points of the bechira that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. It is said in the name of the Kotzke Rebbe, Matan Torah was once in the story of the Jews, but Kabbalah Satorah could be and should be every day. We should be zeicher to Kabbalah Satorah and Kabbalah Malchus Shamayim every day of our life, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send us Moshiach Tzidkenu, ויבנה לנו בית המקדש במהרה בימינו אמן.